welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we're grateful to the Lord that He made an opportunity for you to tune in, and we pray that you are blessed. As I was seeking the Lord for what He would have me share with you today and subsequent days this week, I was taken to the scriptures, or let me just share the subject on my heart is delighting to do the will of God. And I believe there comes a time in every Christian's life as they begin to grow in maturity, as they become really sincere in seeking God, there is a transformation that happens. You know, we all are brought to the Lord on different pathways. There's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus. However, God uses many different things to stir our hearts and to draw us to Him. And there may be different pathways in the way in which we do that. But when we are saved, there's always the joy and the beauty of that first love. Everything is so wonderful and new and bright, and we are born again. Our spirits are recreated in the very image of the Lord. We lose that death nature, that spiritual death that we were in, and are born again into the kingdom of God by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and His shed blood. And what a transformation that makes. We're grateful that we recognize Him as our Father and that He has removed the condemnation, removed the guilt that is upon us as a sinner, where we would deserve everlasting separation and punishment, a separation from Him and punishment in the fires of hell. But because He loves us so much, He saved us. But as we grow in the Lord, we come into a place of maturity. And, God brings us individually along different paths. But the end result is the same. You want to know the will of God? This is the will of God. I'm quoting scripture, even your sanctification. God is preparing us for eternal fellowship with Him. And that requires a level of maturity. It requires that we, as much as we can in this life, lay hold of the very principles of God, understanding the nature of God to the limited degree that we can, because now we just see through a glass darkly. But then we will see face to face. We will be known even as we are known. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, there comes a time in our lives that we desire to do God's will more than anything else. And sometimes it just takes life's experience to learn that wisdom. There are many different ways we can acquire wisdom. We can acquire wisdom by reading the Word of God. Those are godly principles contained in there. We can learn wisdom by the advice of godly counselors who are being led by the Spirit of God. God will give us wisdom if we ask of Him according to James. And so with life experiences and with the day-by-day walking with the Lord, there comes, I believe, into a time of a Christian's life where we really are fully desiring to surrender our all to God. And we can say, as David said, I'm reading now, Psalm 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Blessed is that man who's not going to walk in the ways of the world. Now verse 2 says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. It goes on to say, and he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The last verse says, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So a man who will seek the Lord, who comes to the place that his delight is in the law of the Lord, how can that be? Because we realize as we grow in God that there's nothing that the world can offer that will satisfy the deep longings and hunger of our souls. All that we desire, all that will fulfill us, are found in the Lord Jesus Christ. He has created us. Don't you think he knows most completely, most fully, the things that would totally satisfy your very unique person, the being that he created you to be? Of course he would. And hear what it says in Psalm 40. We're talking about delighting ourselves in the Lord. If you recall, it starts kind of dismal. David is saying, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit. And we see that deliverance that God gave to him. And in verse 5, he says, many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. He's talking about all of us. He's including us in there. Amen? They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. And then he goes on to say something very important. If we have the spiritual sensitivity and ears to hear, sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. A lot of times Christians try to do that. You know, they do some good work or they sacrifice something and they think that kind of fulfills their Christian duty. Mine ears hast thou opened, not only spiritual hearing, but it refers to that bondservant who was willing never to be separated from his master, and the master would take an awl and bore a hole in his ear that would represent a lifelong commitment out of love to his master. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. This is most, of course, perfectly fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ. He was able to fulfill the law of God perfectly. In fact, the old covenant, people say, nah, you know, we got the new covenant today. They don't bother reading. They don't crack the pages of the Old Testament. But I tell you, beloved, it's the very same God that authored the Old Testament as did the new. God moved on holy men of old, and they wrote down as they were inspired by the Holy Spirit. Remember what Jesus said to Philip as he was preparing to leave? Philip said, Lord, show us the Father. And Jesus responded, he said, Philip, have I been so long with you? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. The very person of the Father was represented in Jesus. The fullness of the Godhead dwelleth bodily in Christ Jesus. And the same God who spoke from Sinai and gave those commands is the same God that speaks to us in love and mercy out of the pages of the New Testament in this season of grace. But the characteristic, the very nature of God has not changed. His principles don't change. He is, I am the Lord, I change not. And that is his ways. He's not fickle. He's not frivolous. He is totally consistent within his own person. He's not going to change. He's not going to be in bad mood one day and up one day and down the next. He is a God of perfection, perfect in all of his ways. And it goes on then, that's all, I preach righteousness to the great congregation. Lo, I've not refrained my lips. O Lord, thou knowest, I've not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I declared thy salvation and thy faithfulness. I've not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Jesus did this most perfectly. But you recall, when it says, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. Do you remember, I believe it was the prophet Jeremiah said, I would do a new thing. I would, in that day, he would write his law within our hearts. God was going to write on the very heart of us that his law, his principles. And so we can say, as David, we delight to do thy will. Thy law is within my heart. Praise God. Well, I haven't even gotten to the message, but that's by way of foundation, if you will. And I'd want to begin today to start looking at a passage of scripture found in the book of Leviticus, chapter 26. And in reading in verse 1, the Lord is saying, ye shall make no idols, nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall ye set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God. Remember what the Lord said, those Ten Commandments. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no graven images, no gods before me. In verse 1, what is the Lord really saying to his people then and to us now? Now, we may, you know, we don't have statues we bow down to, but we can have idols in our heart. There's only one way, beloved, we can be lifted up, and that is to bow down before the living God. He wants us to love and worship him with all of our hearts, and he won't tolerate anything else. He will be Lord of all or not at all. He's a jealous God, the scriptures tell us. And so many today are bowing down to other gods. Some have made money their God, or their pride or standing in the community their God. Prestige. Some have substituted education or other philosophies for the gospel, or sports or hobbies. Everything to take the place of the Lord. Why? Because it's our human nature. Whatever it is, many have substituted some idol for worshiping the living God. And God said, you shall not do this. God said, you shall not bow down and worship the gods of this world, no matter how attractive they might be or how well they are presented. Well, I'm just getting into this, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to join me. If at any time you want to rehear, or if you've missed a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and listen at any time. But for now, as always, I bring this broadcast to a close with an invitation for you to write and share your prayer requests. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.